This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com. From the loosest slots in the state to one of the most comfortable poker rooms in South Florida, enjoy their smoke-free casino at HialeahParkCasino.com.
All right, let's go with the little music history today. In 1975, on this date, Led Zeppelin saw all six of their albums in the top 100 in the same week. Their latest record, Physical Graffiti, topped the charts. In 86, Australian singer Falco started a three-week run on the number one singles charts with Rock Me Amadeus, making him the first German-speaking artist with a U.S. number one. In 2007, Bono accepted an honorary knighthood at ceremony in Dublin. In 80, on this date, Pink Floyd broke a record for most weeks on the album charts with The Dark Side of the Moon. It spent 303 weeks on the Billboard 200. The record was previously held by Carole King's 1971 Tapestry, which, what a great album Tapestry is. And Carole King is a goddess. In 87, Starship's hit Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now topped the singles charts. In 2005, Neil Young had brain surgery after he suffered an aneurysm. In 67, the Beatles worked at Abbey Road Studios on a song called Bad Finger Boogie, which would go on to be renamed With a Little Help from My Friends. And that, my friends, is what happened today in Musica History.